All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelette to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Cash Claus Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Another one in the book, Tom. You know, I have some radio commercials that I need you to do. Can you remind me to give them to you? Tom is the expert. He puts all our stuff together. He's the brains behind the him and Tammy. Really, they're the brains behind this operation.
Absolutely.
You're not supposed to agree with that. So I'm going to, you know, if you have no opinions on outside issues, guess what happens? Hence, you stay out of controversy,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But I'm just going to say something just from a common sense standpoint. And I want to see where you guys tell me how you answer this. So there's this town in China, right?
Yeah.
And there's an explosion. Right?
Right.
Right? In this one little town. You know how big China is, right?
Yeah. It's kind of big.
Okay. So would you go to the ice cream factory to find out if that's where you think the explosion is? Or would you go to the fireworks place where they make fireworks and bombs and stuff?
Get out of there.
Which one would you go to after the explosion? Where do you think the explosion took place? At the ice cream parlor? Or at the... At the dynamite factory where they make dynamite.
The egg roll factory.
The egg roll factory.
I don't know.
Right? Now, this is what they did, though. This is how silly it is. In Wuhan, right? And I normally don't get into this, but this is how silly this is and how crazy this is in the world today. So Wuhan, with all these emails, now we know they manufacture what I forget what it's called, actually. But it's something with the coronavirus. It's something fifth, whatever. Do you know what it's called? Biological 5, whatever. And what they do is they manipulate SARS and stuff like that to transfer to get into humans. And all the data shows that it was done physically. And these are all the leading scientists in the emails. So now what happens is Wuhan, where this laboratory is, that manipulates coronavirus. No, it wasn't them, right? It was from the wet factory that just happened to be in the same town that this factory, that this place is. Mm. Here's what upsets me, right? That Facebook, right, would not allow you to say that it came from the Wuhan factory if you put that up there, that they took down your post.
Now, where was this information coming from?
This information was coming from inside. They found out now that Fauci, this guy in 2012, in email said that he believes in this technology. We sent a grant to the Wuhan factory under Fauci, and we sent it to them. And even though it was a moratorium saying this is too dangerous, don't do it. So we couldn't do it here in the United States. But Fauci in 2012 said that he believes in the technology.
So where was this? Where was this all written up? Where was this article?
In emails.
No, what news organization published this?
Every news organization.
I'm reading about it right now.
Read it, then, whatever.
Basically, it says they once dismissed the conspiracy theory that COVID virus escaped from a Chinese lab, but they are now rethinking that. At the center of the storm is Peter Daszak, whose EcoHealth Alliance has worked directly with the Chinese coronavirus scientists for years. The scientist has been pillared by Republicans and lost National Institutes of Health funding for his work. He gets floods of threats, including hate mail and suspicious powders. In rare interview, he conceded that he can't disprove that the deadly COVID-19 virus resulted from a lab leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Right, which he was getting money for.
And what news source was that?
This one is from actually the Modern Healthcare. There's one from Johns Hopkins. There's one.
Yeah. So anyhow, it doesn't even matter. Just use it. Just use common sense. That's why I use the analogy of fireworks. Right. So now it just happens to be that this Wuhan lab works on Corona 19. It just happens to be where the and then the three scientists that worked there. Guess where they ended up before the outbreak. That's why this is really exploding. Give the information. The first three people to get the virus were the three scientists that worked at the Wuhan lab.
Right.
Did you see that came out?
Well, yeah. But basically, if you want to know who's reporting this, every news station, NBC, ABC, Washington Post, every one of them.
Right. Okay. So now
that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. So now what happens is, since the only reason people are really taking a light to this is because the documents came out that the three scientists that worked at the Wuhan lab were the first three to get the virus.
So this was an accident, though.
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
What's it called? Gain of function. That's right. And where does gain of function research do? It manipulates the coronavirus. And then where was it being done? In Wuhan. But no. No. It's not there. It just happens to be the same town in a wet factory, because it sounds that like where they sell food.
Yeah.
But then they asked him, did you ever find out the origin? Fauci was just asked that 4 days ago in the front of Congress. Which have you found out? Which animal it was? And he says, no, we haven't. So now, but here's what really upsets me, okay? What upsets me is that Facebook and Twitter would not allow you to say that it came from the Wuhan lab, and that you would be censored if you did. So anytime there was a post up, and then there was two leading doctors that had over 5 million hits, and they're there in their suits, like, you know, their doctor gear. These are guys that work on coronaviruses, right? So they're sitting there in front of, guess where they did the backdrop? The Supreme Court. And these are doctors, like, in their field of corona. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that it came from the Wuhan lab. Sorry about that. And then they're also saying that the mask thing outside is not needed, because most likely this type of virus doesn't spread outside. So where you really need to wear it is indoors, is what they recommended. And then what they said is the close downs are doing the opposite. Right? So if you're forcing people to stay in, you're actually forcing them to get the virus. You're doing the opposite of what you should be doing in a shutdown. Everybody should be outside, not inside. So now when you look back now, the science, right? That's the key word there. Science shows now in New York, they're having the highest death rate. California, highest death rate for coronavirus. Michigan, New Jersey. All the ones that kept the lockdowns. You know who has the lowest per capita?
Florida.
Who was the first one to be open? And then if you look at CNN and MSNBC, and if you look at how they said, how many people are you murdering, DeSantis, by letting people go outside? And then his answer to that was, I'm just following the science.
Yeah.
Right? He goes, I'm following the science that says outdoors is where you don't get it. Mm-hmm. And then we were the first ones to lift the mask. And Fauci originally said it can't be, because the mask things, they hurt these. They have these kids doing marathons and running with mask on. It's actually hurting them to breathe in carbon dioxide, because you can't breathe it out. Mm-hmm.
Well, what I read was...
Go ahead.
What I read was that the people that have not been vaccinated, the people that are not, that's where the spikes in of people coming down with the COVID right now. The people that have been vaccinated, like, you know, most people, there's low incidences of it. In areas where they have not vaccinated, where they don't believe in the vaccination, that's when it's spiking right there. Because they've lifted the ban on people wearing masks and everything else. That's what I read.
Okay, but that could be true. But where would the people that believe in it, like the people that were against it, you could say was the Republicans. So these are all Democratic-run states, right? They're the ones that are having the spike, right? And then that's another lie, too. Do you know that if you get chickenpox, right, you can't get chickenpox again? And do you know why that is? You can get, later on in life, you can get, I think...
Shingles.
But what you can't get is chickenpox again. Do you know why, the reason why you can't get it?
No, I'm not a scientist.
Or measles. I'm going to tell you why. There's a G chromosome, our friend G, right? There's a G chromosome, a G protein, that when you get the virus, right, what it does is it produces a G chromosome that is actually more powerful than the vaccine, right? So these hundreds of millions of people that already got it actually have inside them, just like for measles or chickenpox, a G chromosome where they can't get it again. Now in time, it's even proven to be right. This was a theory before with the coronavirus, but if the coronavirus is in the same family as measles and as chickenpox, it's the same family. So now, why would you tell someone that has a G chromosome in their body, and it's, they're saying it's about 40% of the people, right? Because 30 to 40% of the people got the coronavirus. Those people don't need...
I just don't understand why there's such a...
Can I just ask you a question before you... I was going to a question. If you have the G chromosome protein, which is better than the vaccine, which states you can't get the virus... Why would you then get a vaccine?
Well, how would you know that you had that unless you were tested?
You can get tested for this.
But who's going to go get tested when
if you went to the hospital and found out you had the coronavirus, why would you get a vaccine? Because you already have the G chromosome.
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
But I am. I played one on TV. No, I'm not. I'm joking.
No, I don't understand why there's such a...
Would you get a vaccine if you already had the G chromosome?
I don't know.
Would you get a vaccine for chickenpox if you already had chickenpox?
No, I wouldn't do that.
It's the same thing. It's the same question.
That's what you say.
But no, that's what the scientists say.
Who?
Any scientist. You can Google it. That they actually have a better... People that have gotten the coronavirus that produce the G chromosome, it's an antibody that fights the coronavirus just like it fights chickenpox.
I just want to know why there's such a resistance among some people to take a virus, take a vaccine for
because
a virus.
Because I'll tell you why. The FDA still hasn't approved it.
But you take a polio years ago. But nobody said.
Yeah,
oh,
but it
my
was
God.
FDA approved.
Yeah, and, okay, I understand that.
Because there hasn't been time to see what the side effects are.
But there hasn't been... A pandemic like this since 1918. Wow. Also, what I've read, like in India, they're just dying by the wayside.
But eventually, you know what's going to happen, though?
Yeah.
Eventually, that's going to happen, too, is where everybody gets the virus, they get the antibodies, yeah. And it's called herd immunity.
I know. But I'm glad I got the virus, and now I feel, I don't know, I mean, it could mutate, it could get worse, I don't know.
That's another thing, too, that's where you're going to
need it. And it was a simple thing for me to do, and I don't feel sick.
No, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it,
but
I'm saying I believe, and I'm not saying you shouldn't get the vaccine.
No.
But I'm saying that I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm clear, I think you should get the vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm not against the vaccine.
No.
But what I am saying is if you already got the virus and you already have the G protein that fights the virus better than the vaccine, then why would you get a vaccine?
Well, this is it. The logistics of just, like, inoculating people with a vaccine, look how difficult that was. That means that every single person would have to go for this test to see if they had whatever...
It's called the G protein.
The G protein.
No, not everybody would. And if you knew you had the coronavirus...
But how would you know you had the coronavirus?
Because you got tested.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone would have to be tested.
Remember were doing that? They kept doing all that test, and they said, oh, America's off the charts.
No, I'm saying...
And then what they were saying was, wait a second. If I test 1 million people, right? And like in like you use an example in India, they only test them, say 100,000. Yeah. Of course, more positive cases are going to come up if you have 10 times the test.
Well, that means that they would have to test everyone that they think had, if they weren't sure that they had the coronavirus, they had been.
They have the numbers. It's like something like 3.4. It's like they have every number. It's all on the computer, right?
I know. I haven't been tested if I had coronavirus.
Then take it the vaccine.
Yeah, that's
but,
what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying to someone like this is like, say you had the virus. What I'm saying to do is go get tested for the G protein.
The only thing I had a question was,
do you know what they're saying too? What? Also, all the people that are having the bad reaction to it,
yeah,
they believe is because they have the G protein.
Well,
they're getting a vaccine on top of a vaccine, right?
Well, that's what I was wondering when I went for it. Why they didn't test people to see if they had been exposed to the virus before they did that.
And that's that's the million-dollar question.
But then the logistics of that is...
That's what they're saying now. Why? And that's like what the guy, Ron Johnson, he's the congressman from Washington. I mean, from Milwaukee, right? So they're making them wear a mask inside the Capitol, right?
Yeah.
But he went to the hospital. He had the coronavirus. So then he was tested for the G chromosome, right? And then they're still saying that he has the G protein.
But, you know, it's
and no then you know what happened is? Yeah. They still wanted him to wear a mask.
I know. But it's no joke. I've had a friend that died of it.
I know it's not a joke.
Some people don't even believe it's happening. They think it's like a hoax.
No, but I get that. I'm not saying that.
I just want to
I think
state
it's
that.
Serious. It's horrific. But it doesn't mean you got to be stupid.
Are you calling me stupid?
I mean, Wuhan, this is how stupid people are, really. Big tech and Facebook, I'm going to use the word stupid. I mean, it's really stupid. Like, Wuhan is where they do the coronavirus splitting of the atoms and trying to, like, manipulate it's the SARS virus. This is where they do it in Wuhan. This is where the funding came from our country. But it's not there.
But wait a minute, who funded? What are you saying?
Fauci. We sent money to the Wuhan Institute for funding.
Why?
Now it's coming out. I don't know why. He's saying that.
And what news agency?
Everyone.
Who?
I could Google it right now.
I'd love to know.
I know everyone. Oh no, he even said it though. He admits it in front of Congress. Yes, I did send money, but it wasn't for that. But he goes, how do you know their institute? It's like if you send money to the radio station here, right? How do you know what we're going
to
do?
Well, that's a problem anyway, to be sending money to another country.
But no, I'll tell you, you want to know the exact amount of money they sent? We have it down to the penny. They sent $3.4 million from the United States of America from our grant. And we granted the Wuhan industry from 2018 to 2020, $3.4 million. I got the exact penny.
And why wasn't this research being done in the United States?
Because it's outlawed. It's too dangerous.
So they were funding, what you're saying, they were funding this Chinese because we didn't want to do it in this country.
Right, and then what also...
And then it got out.
Right, and then we do the same thing with the terrorists. We send them to other countries so they can be tortured. Right, that's a known fact, too. We can't, because it's illegal from the Geneva Convention for us to take prisoners of war and torture them. So what we do is we fly them to Egypt or fly them somewhere else.
Well, that's
just as bad.
Any torture is bad.
Cuba.
Good, I got to get going. But anyhow, so the bottom line is, I'm going to tell you what happened. Why? Is he mad? Don't. Hey, Gary, you there? Gary.
What?
What do you think about what I just said?
It's interesting.
It's interesting. So can I ask you a question? We're in Clearwater, the fireworks factory, right? What happens is you're now first responder. What happens now is there's a major explosion and you know there's a dynamite fireworks plant in Clearwater. Would you go there first and think that's where it was, or would you go to the ice cream parlor?
Yeah, well, that's pretty obvious.
So in Wuhan, there's this laboratory that manipulates the coronavirus, and that's what they do. And scientists that worked there came out and said the first three scientists to get sick were the ones that worked there. But let's go to the ice. So that's what they're saying to you, buddy. Go to the ice cream parlor and let's investigate the explosion. It wasn't the dynamite factory. Anyhow, take it over, Eric.
All right, how's everyone doing today? I guess Brian was in, and you know, he's out.
He is.
But a couple things before we get started. we'll get back to you in just a minute, Gary. I won't forget about you, bud.
Yep.
Opportunity's huge, you know, and I just want to say thanks to a few people, and I'm going to give some opportunity in a minute, hopefully, because this, I don't know if you know why. My name is Eric with Minuteman Press Largo. I own a printing company. We do promotional products, and we helped a lot of people out during the COVID situation, trying to help people get back in business, and still are. But opportunity is for everyone, and Brian is a huge heart with opportunity. Mm-hmm. Gary is, Paul is, Rick is, Lewis, just some people that gave me some opportunity. And I'll keep it short, but the opportunity I want to talk about today is everyone's into cryptos, right? It's like the big booming thing. My kids are into it. It's a currency I think we'll be doing it down the road. I really do. And it's called helium. It's not called Bitcoin. It's called helium. It's new. It's coming out. And the company is called iHub, and it's a hotspot device for things, not phones. And they're doing it and distributing this, not through cell towers, but helping people distributing this out for them and getting compensated. It's absolutely free to join. We are actually having a Zoom call tonight, and it's definitely starting to launch, and it's going to be the next Bitcoin, I do believe. If anyone is interested, just please email me at eakorhonen. number1@gmail.com, or I'll give my number out to 727-793-7496. There's a huge opportunity right there. I just said that. So anyway, if you're interested, let me know. So moving on, Gary, before we get into you, I just want to say thanks. You know, Brian had this thing with the Boy Scouts a couple months ago, and there's huge opportunity right there to help the little lads and girls out. And I came in, and they had this cool plaque for me. I thought it was pretty cool. Yep. You know, mm-hmm. And you know, hey, it's small, but it's awesome. Makes you feel good. I'm gonna put it up in my office, in my front, not my office. I'm sorry, in the front where people can see it. You
I
know
see
what
that?
I mean? Absolutely.
That's great.
And then I also got a letter in the mail. I think it was from it might have been the president from the Boy Scouts. I'm not sure, Gary. You can probably tell better than
That's
me.
Great.
But I thought it was just pretty cool. It was very personalized. They didn't have to do that. You know, I mean, right?
No,
that
not
takes
at all.
Extra effort and. I'm sure they got to do that, you know, kind of lot, and that goes a long way. And I'll promote that just to say, I was there. Yeah, I promoted, you know, not a ton. I'll be honest, I'm not the richest man I want to be, but it's just cool that it's recognized that hey, you did something good. So,
oh yeah, absolutely.
What do you got to say on that, Gary? I just want to say thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you. I got one too.
Yeah. We got matching ones. What is going on with the Boy Scouts, Gary? Before we I know you've been waiting for a while. Is there anything going on this summer or any events? Are things opening up?
Well, we have all of our big summer camps are open, except for one, right? And like the Florida Sea Base for one. I don't know if you know about that. It's in the Florida Keys. We actually own an island. It's called Mako Island, and we do scuba diving. Train and survival skills, all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of ships out there, and they're ocean going ships, and they take them out and they do tarpon fishing.
Oh, very cool.
It's a wonderful place. That's just one example in Florida. In close to the home, the Tampa Bay area, we have five camps, and they're all open this year. And we've got tons of kids going to summer camp. we have very tight restrictions on COVID, right? Once that's
right.
over with, you're in camp and you're having a ball. And so we have five big camps, and they're all open. Everybody's going. And then we have a baseball game coming up on the 17th of July, Thresher Stadium, called Scout Spectacular.
Nice.
And that's also a fundraiser for us. So tickets, $20, and they give a portion of that to scouting, which is very good of them. It's a donation campaign they do, and now we're open. We can have baseball games again.
That's great.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The other thing is we're actively looking for young people from the ages of 7 to 10 to join our Cub Scout packs. And we've got a lot of emphasis on that, because if we get kids in that early, they'll stick with the program and go all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
are they still doing that, like having den mothers and doing that in homes? Like when I was a kid, I don't know if they are or how that works now.
Oh, yeah.
People volunteering. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah. It's one of our most active areas, actually, is Cub Scouting. And did you remember the Bears? Were you at the dinner?
Yeah.
Where they had the Bears?
Absolutely, yep.
So the Bears, in addition to being used for a fundraiser and all that sort of thing, those are going to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. And we're using those for kids that are in rough shape. They're having a bad time. And generally, they don't have anything, right? So we're giving them a bear, and it's got a little backpack, and it's got a bear birth certificate. And our bear people are going to
Yogi Bear.
Yeah. It's got a little scout uniform on it. It's really cool.
And what age? Anyway. What age group are they giving these bears out to? What? How old are these kids?
Young kids.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 18,
19. No.
Yeah, give a teddy bear.
We'll get Brian one.
Yeah, give Brian one, for God's sake.
There you go.
He's never grown up, right?
I think he's going on 10, right? I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
So, basically, it's a fundraising gimmick.
Right.
And it works very well, because we're handling two things at the same time. We're handling kids that are having a really bad time, and doing it through the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And what that also does is it helps out law enforcement, because the kids associate it with something positive.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Very cool. What are other, I know you guys do the bear thing in that, Gary. What other things do you guys do to promote, like, Boy Scouts? How can other people kind of, you know, help out? Is there other, you know, avenues or revenue or something? Because it definitely goes to a big, I mean, everyone knows the Boy Scouts. I mean, right? I mean, I was one. My kids were.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know if you know this or not. We have 50 million alumni members in the United States.
Good Lord.
50 million. And like, you'll find guys everywhere that have been in scouting, right? Just ask anybody.
Right? Yeah.
Simple tool. Just ask them if they've been in scouting and if they liked it. That's like the most simple thing.
It's a litmus test, right?
No, it's. I was looking for something a couple weeks ago. I found it, that train I was telling you about.
Okay,
I found
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. And my kids, you know, everyone remembers the Derby. That's, you'd think of Boy Scouts, that was me. I thought, yeah, the Derbies, that's it. That's just how it goes, you know? And I opened it up and I saw my car that, it's like, it wasn't the fanciest car, but it was like, we'll say a few years old. And then I had my boys in there too, which I thought it was thrown away years ago. So
you still
cool.
have it. That's
yeah,
pretty
I still
good.
Got it, right?
Cool.
Yeah, my mom kept
That's
it for cool. me, obviously, cool. and passed it back down to me. She probably wanted to get rid of it.
I know.
You know, the real
How much is that
thing,
worth?
This is really simple, right? Go to beascout.org. Just get your computer, go to beascout.org, and put in your zip code. And that opens up the whole thing. It's sort of like, it'll show you any groups that are around you with contact, and either is you know, having your kids get into scouting or yourself as a volunteer. Just go to beascout.org, and that'll do it.
Okay. Where are you guys looking for the most help? Is just all over since the COVID, or just certain places are you guys looking for help, or is it just curious?
Man, I could use 1,000 people right now.
Oh, wow.
For Pinellas.
Wow. That's,
okay. And was that due because of COVID? Like, people just said, I'm stopping with helping out Boy Scouts? Or is it always has been like you're needing that many people for help? Just curious.
We're contrary to everybody's belief, right? We're
right.
growing. And especially now that we have summer camp open, everybody wants to be in it. We need adults, you know, to volunteer, pitch in, help out.
Makes
and
sense.
We will fully train you, you okay. know, so that you actually do know what you're doing.
right?
yeah.
Yeah, right.
Makes sense.
So you don't look silly. And we have guys that actually will guide you right through the process, you know, when you come in, and stick you with somebody that basically knows more about what they're doing than anybody else, and train you. And we have online courses, all that sort of thing. And you get to know all of the protocols, and then you actually go out and do them.
So it's like a boot camp kind of. How long is that? Like, I guess it depends, right? It could be a week, could be a couple weeks.
I did one where I got, let's see, I got three different kinds of mosquitoes. And
can you get me water?
Okay. And that took me...
I'm sorry, I missed that. Gary, go ahead.
Okay, so I did a camp myself where I was out 6 days in the woods with about 80 other guys.
Oh, wow.
We did every single thing that a scout troop does. And we also experienced it, you know, like I'm saying, I got three different kinds of mosquitoes and a bunch of fire ants, and got with the program. It was a tremendous experience. I don't know if you understand that Boy Scouts is youth-led, right?
That's good. Leaders, developing leaders.
Yeah, they make the decisions about, okay, we're going to go to summer camp. Where do you guys want to go? Blah, blah, blah. Good. Okay, so now let's plan it out. How much money are we going to need? When are we going to go? What's the equipment? All of that kind of thing.
That's great.
And their troop, the troop does it together, your patrols. And
nice.
They work out how they're going to do it, and then they get it done. And the adults are there just to advise them and supervise, right? But it's run by the kids.
That's how it should be, you know, because it puts them in, it's empowerment, you know what I mean? And it makes them feel good.
Yeah, and the other thing, okay, so we're going to sponsor a kid, let's say, like what Brian was talking about. We're going to sponsor him and send him to summer camp and all that sort of thing. It's not charity.
No,
This is an important point.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids, when they join a trooper pack, they have what's called a scout account. And they do fundraisers with their troop or their pack. And I'm sure you've seen kids around. What that does is the kids participate in the program. They get a total take for whatever event it was or activity. And then you divide it up amongst the number of kids and the hours that they put in. And it goes into their scout account.
Okay.
So when they want to go to summer camp, they've already got it stashed away in their scout account. Or they need a new uniform or something like that. So it trains them on physical responsibility, you know. Money doesn't come from mom and dad. It's from my work.
I wish I could tell my kids that.
Yeah, what a concept.
I know. It is. I agree. You see, it's not growing on trees.
No, it isn't. So where can they get in touch with him again? Telephone number?
Okay, well, you can call me.
Okay. Right?
And I'm going to give you my number.
All right.
It's a new cell phone, so
with it. Uh-oh.
727-639-1879. And I'm going to repeat that.
Okay.
It's 727-639-1879. And my name is Gary.
Thanks, Gary. This is a great program. Thank you for coming on. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
Yep. Appreciate your time. Definitely educational too. So it definitely educates the people and myself, because I was a scout many years ago.
That's right. So thanks, many years ago.
Absolutely. So what's going on, Adam? I haven't seen you
since a week or two.
Not much. You know?
We're still open 7 days a week at the Red Rooster Antiques, and we just keep going. And you know, we have a lot of new people come in. Yes, and it's going well. CJ and Austin are there right now, so they'll be there until 5 today.
So. I don't see any like magical like.
No,
thing,
I didn't find something today. This is. I'm not a collectible. I'm like an antique. I brought myself in, but I will be bringing more in. So we're finding a lot of interesting stuff in the Clearwater area. So there's a lot of antiques down here, and we're doing all right.
I've heard that actually big time. I stopped in somewhere else, and it was kind of like you say. It wasn't like a real antique place, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And we just happened to stop because it was next door. My wife wanted to run in there and stuff. We kind of looked at it. It was kind of like, well, it wasn't kind of set up like your place, you know?
Yeah.
So what do you guys specialize in something like? Because I know some people look for swordry. Some people look for, you know, certain niches.
We're a general. We have we have everything from, you know, ancient stuff, 18th century, all the way up to 1970s.
Okay.
And we're just, you know, I'm a general dealer. So basically, I'm not a specific dealer. But that's the beauty part of it. I never know what's going to come in.
Right.
A couple came in yesterday and like cleaned us out of toys. They just bought all the vintage toys we had. So that was great. So now I got to go out and get some more.
That's cool.
You know, but we never know what's going to come through the front door.
So you got people like sending you leads out there like the Pickard show or whatever?
Well, you know, because of the coupon.
That's huge.
Yeah, I know. Because of the coupon book, we get calls all the time asking about, you know, wanting to sell us stuff, you know, wanting appraisals, and it's good.
That is good.
And a lot of people are interested in it.
Okay.
And
it's good to know.
So, yeah, so if they want to come by, you know, we're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. It's Red Rooster Antiques. We're right next to Dan's Fans.
Dan's Fans.
And the number is 860-661-2071.
Awesome.
Are you okay?
The water went down
the pipe. Went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and that just feels so lovely when it goes down the wrong pipe. But anyway.
And we have somebody here that's...
Yeah. So what's going on with you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Gal Nahum.
Gal.
Hi, Gal.
I'm an electrical engineer for the last 23 years.
Okay.
For the last 12 years, I've been messing around with new kind of technology.
What kind specifically? I'm just curious. I got an engineering degree myself.
We use alternative current right now on our
AC.
AC. I use DC.
DC.
Okay.
DC comes from nature, from lightning bolts.
Okay.
Now
that was Edison, right? And AC was Tesla, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I think AC was Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was. Take the DC current, turn it around.
Yeah.
That weights upwards.
Okay.
It will conduct on anything, which means I have a plate conduct positive on it, and another plate above it conduct negative. Between them, that's a force field. Now, when a CO2 comes in there, I'll just separate it. Takes the C to the positive DC current, and let the O out.
So what's the application? What is your goal with doing this? What do you want to do? Yeah, that's what, because I'm a layman, so I don't know.
I want to get rid of the smoke.
Okay.
And another function I found out about the machine, I can make it conduct everywhere electricity in the room.
Okay.
So it goes on your walls, on the ceiling. And
the electricity does?
Yeah, but the electricity is not dangerous to you because you yourself conduct 26.5 volts of DC.
Now, I've heard people that have evaporated before or something. Yeah. You know, right?
Not for that. This conducts only 23, so it's slower conducted.
So your invention is going to be cleaning out the air.
And one other thing. It also shocks the bacteria, the funguses, and bacteria, funguses, and anything else.
Okay.
I'll just shock them into protective position, and that's how they stay.
So like viruses? It will do like viruses, I guess?
Yeah. Okay. I'll make them stand like this for 24 hours, because my machine works 24/7
All right.
For 3 years. So I don't think a virus have that much food in 3 years.
No. So it's like an air purifier. Is that a way to put it?
I call it easy air.
Easy air.
Because it makes the air easy.
Okay.
And also it produces negative ions.
Okay.
Negative ions are produced in nature, in waterfalls. When the air hit the water, it creates friction. In that friction, negative ions are produced. Now, what do negative ions do? They go out to the atmosphere, they get attached to anything, and they land on the floor. And when it rains, they become dust. But in my situation, my negative ions, since I have a positive current inside there also,
Right.
It's like half of the current going out, right?
Okay.
So once it attaches to something, it needs to come back to it, to the positive current. So all of it's going to go and get cleaned in my electric filter.
Do you guys sell these then? Do you guys sell these?
I'm not selling them. I'm looking for investment.
Okay, so you built you built it yourself.
I built it myself. I have a prototype of it.
So you're looking for someone to invest in like a prototype so they can get that on the market.
Yeah.
That's basically what you want to do. Okay. That's great.
You have to show me that for sure.
Yeah, it's over here.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, no, I'll definitely have to check it out.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what you're doing at your company then?
Easy air electric filter.
I'm sure if you show someone that, because that's...
Yeah, there's always...
Will it get rid of the COVID?
Yes, it does.
There you go, because I've heard someone will.
And the thing is, if you conduct the electricity, it can conduct on 80,000 spectators in a football ring.
Huh.
I'll give everybody, you know, protection. You don't have to wear a mask, and you don't have to social distance.
I got you. Have you figured out how, like... Yeah, are you going to need like a lot of investors, or how are you going about that? I guess I'm interested because I don't know if I could pull that one off. You know,
this is the first time I'm giving this. This technology out.
Talking about it.
Okay.
I'm talking about it. The first time.
Okay.
First time on.
How long did it take to get this prototype together?
12 years.
Holy,
that's a long time.
Okay, then we got to check it out.
Yeah. $10,000 I wasted on it.
Well, I don't know about wasted. I don't know if it's wasted.
No, not wasted.
Spent. That's a better word.
Yeah.
Spent. There's things about wasting money, and that's not wasting money, right?
No. A lot of people waste it on something for the future. I guess.
And you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
Have you invented other things? I mean,
you can invent other things from this technology. Huh. Because as you think about it, lightning bolt in the air, they got like 17 trillion jillions volts in it.
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
Well, they do. They are.
Oh, I believe you. I totally believe you.
They are ripping space. What's on the other side? Nobody knows.
Nobody, yeah.
And how do you go? Do you have to get a patent for this technology or what you've created?
I did have a patent.
Yeah, get a patent.
But I don't need to get a patent.
You don't need it now?
No, I don't need a patent.
Because me and Adam are thinking about, you know, doing this thing called Clean Air, and it's outside the door. And
Very good.
He's kidding you.
I'm kidding.
I know.
But, you know, hey, that's good that if you can find an investor that can help you invest and, you know, get the prototype up and running, then get it into homes and offices and wherever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And also in the airplane, it also conducts inside the airplane, so no masks. No distance.
No nothing.
No nothing.
I think you're onto something if it works. And you can how do you know that it works? I mean, is there some kind of testing tools or something that says
There's a DC conductor that you press on.
And it reads it?
And it reads it when it's live current or not.
Interesting.
And it's a live current all over the wall.
And this is a safe technology.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Because I'm like a little leery, you know. If you tell me
No, it's nature.
It is.
So it's a safe technology.
You're harnessing the elements to basically do this. That's great.
Yeah, I'm like taking nature to fix nature.
Okay.
Does it do things like, I'm just curious because my wife's got like allergies. Does it kill like allergies?
Yes, it does.
What doesn't it do, I guess? So it does all that.
Also, 3 months in your house working.
Right.
3 months, you ain't got no more dust in the house.
Really?
Eats all the dust.
How the heck does it eat the dust? You're on something there, man.
And he eats also the black stuff that you have on the ceiling.
Like mold stuff. Okay, mold. And what else do we have here?
Funguses, mold.
Oh, definitely.
Everything.
So Florida.
And the thing is, if you put 6 filters.
Go talk to NASA. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I tried.
Oh, really?
But they don't respond. They think it's a joke. If you put 6 filters, you can protect the whole house, meaning inside the house and outside the house, which means if it rains, no funguses will grow on your house.
How many square feet does it cover? Is it different machines? You can make a bigger machine or smaller?
One filter covers 10 by 10.
10 by 10? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to put a few around. What do you think you might be able to, selling these things, these units for?
I'm thinking around.
Cause I'm sure people are interested.
I don't know, $500.
Oh, $500? Okay. That's what I seen, like, some air filters, yeah, which don't do that, I don't think. You know, they just really just more filter the air, but they don't kill funguses and
the
things
thing
like
is,
viruses. That's
the weird. Thing is, you don't have to change the filter in 3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
Wow.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Until the machine dies.
Right. How long is it? Well, probably don't know how long the machine lives because it's just getting
it's 3
rolling.
Years. After 3 years, it goes up and down in voltage.
Oh, okay.
Once right. it goes down, it never goes up again in the current.
It just has its day. So it's yeah. about 3 years. Three That's probably years. Worth
that
it, though.
That sounds like an interesting concept. You know, got to find somebody out there to get a prototype up and running and see what happens.
I Especially have a prototype.
Well, you do have the prototype, but you need an investor to get out there and kind of like get this all getting, you know, hit the road.
Get everything
sales
in the
guy,
road.
Get sales yeah. guy.
And then they promoting. Know marketing. They know how much it's going to cost to produce the each
yeah,
item.
Yeah, I need to like right. build a team around That's me.
Yeah. Do you have a telephone number that people can contact you about this?
Yeah, 727-331-7090.
Okay. All right. Is there a website they can check out the prototype too at all? Or? Not really.
It's on YouTube.
YouTube?
Easy Air.
YouTube Easy Air, okay.
Electric filter.
Okay.
In parentheses.
Okay. Good. Okay. So people can actually get one from you right now if they want.
No.
One.
No
oh, they can't though. Okay.
No. You're not. I'm not allowed to sell it because it's an electric kind of a unit.
So you got patents? Well, not patents.
No, I need a UN approval for this electric.
And that's where the investors. Oh, that's what they'll all work out. These are the kinks that you got to work out.
Yeah,
to
I know.
Get it out into the.
But it costs a lot of this.
So, yeah, of course. I ain't got none.
I know. I don't. Yeah, well, I hear you. We're all working on that.
So, yeah, we'll get there someday.
We will. Well, I think that's a great invention, though. I think you're going to go
absolutely.
Places. You just got to find the right people. If I knew of the right investors, I'm sure you can Google some of them down, and I'm sure you probably have already, haven't you?
I've been talking to everybody about this.
And no one seems to be...
Well, there's
a... I haven't seen the unit yet, but I don't know. It seems
generator. it's a big company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They caught their eye, but we always miss each other somewhere.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. So this is really
So I decided
topic.
To come here to, you know... I'll cut off the middleman.
Yeah.
As they say.
Right, right, right. Oh, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't want to do that no more. I did that for 4 years.
I think we've all been there, right?
yeah.
Cutting out the middleman and stuff.
That's it.
Wow.
So we're all entrepreneurs in one way or another. So tell me about your place, Eric.
Well, you know, believe it or not, I was an engineer in the old
Very
days.
Nice.
You know, started my career at IBM and worked on the big servers, which you probably know is the ones at the hospitals and mm-hmm. things, not the PCs and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, did corporate America, I'd say, for about 22 years or so, and then I just had enough of it. It turned into, I call them big dumb companies, unfortunately. They don't know what the right or the left hand is doing. You know, this policy corrupts that policy. So me and my wife took an adventure and got into printing. Never thought I'd would be into printing, being in computers.
How'd you pick
stuff.
That? Was there?
it was very interesting. We saw a lot. Went to a friend. My wife was sick of. She's a nurse too. She's back being a nurse, but she was sick of corporate America too. And she's like, "We're going to a franchise show." And there happened to be one down in Tampa. And we've been checking it out for a while because we are entrepreneurs and we've been dabbling in this and that inventions.
Yeah,
I got screwed on a couple inventions actually. That's a long story there. But we went down there, we looked at from pizza places to restaurants to printing to they had a
why printing? What
they
would
never,
happen?
It was the backing. It was we were looking at Sir Speedy and then we looked at Minuteman Press and it was really what got us is because I saw the way it was structured. I saw that they didn't nickel and dime you to death like some franchises.
Yeah.
They were very lenient. The support was just second to none and it still is. And I wasn't sure at first. I really wasn't. I was like, okay, are these guys really going to just say, here's a franchise?
Are they all across the United States this firm?
They're international. Minuteman Press has over 1,000 locations.
Wow.
They're the, think if not, they were last year the number one printing franchise in the world.
That I did not
That's
in the
big.
World. Yeah, so that was probably dumb luck there. You know, I didn't know that, but it was definitely the backing, and it was about the people. And they put training things on too every couple of years.
And where's your place located?
It's
again?
Over in Largo, 2475 East Bay Drive, right next to Starbucks.
Okay.
You know, number is 727-535-3800. And we don't just do, you know, printing. We do offset printing too, which is older school. A lot of people don't have offsets, and then we also do promotional products. So we do, you know, from T-shirts to koozies, which is getting to be big now because the summer's here. Well, and
yeah,
we can actually do nicer ones for as the same price as the ones that are really flimsy and cheap and,
what is
and
this
don't
again
last
now?
Long.
What is it?
Koozies, just like koozies and T-shirts, like a beer koozie.
Oh, you know? Okay. All right. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I didn't know what they were called. Okay.
Yeah, they're called koozies, and okay. A lot of restaurants have them down at the beach, and they usually have these cheap ones. I saw one that's called like a wetsuit, and it's the same price.
Okay.
And you can actually put it in the, you can wash it in the dishwasher. And
so you do it all.
We basically do it all. Yep, we do it all. We call it the one stop shop. We do from building websites to social media. We can get you ranked up in the top three, no problem. Pretty much guaranteed. Build any website cheaper than anyone else out there, guaranteed, because it's just overinflated. Especially the social media. Some people are charging people, like, believe it or not, $1,000 a month to do social media. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
you know,
it's
ridiculous. It's around 150 or so, and we really do that extra mile of take care of the customer.
That's great.
You know,
that's good.
So,
and then we start with that, Andy, and then we Adam. And then, like I said earlier, to the print and promotional products, we wrap it up with it. We do the mailing. We do the EDDM mailing, which it can be complicated a little bit because the post office, well, let's just say it's a big, dumb company, you know, and they make it complicated for people to try and do just an easy process, you know, and it should be an easy process. But
it's
they make
a government.
It, there you go. And they make it hard, and they wonder why people don't want to do it. But we take all that frustration. We'll bundle it. We'll even pick the routes if they don't know what they're doing. We'll strategize with them.
Wow, that's great.
We'll make sure they get the ROI, because I want them to get their ROI, because if they don't win, I don't win.
What are these mailings like? I mean, what numbers are we talking? How many people is this getting out to?
It can go, great question. You want to do at least minimal 500.
Wow.
At least, because you don't get your ROI. And I tell people if they're going to do 100 or 200, don't bother doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, don't bother doing it. But we are wrapping it up in a minute. I want to say one thing and give you guys a cue 1 second. Is opportunity, I told you. Helium, look into it. iHub, it's a new invention. It's a new device, like this engineer over here probably knows about it.
And it's also good for cancer cells.
Cancer cells, there you go. What, your unit?
Yeah, my unit.
That's awesome.
Because if you play up with the voltage,
right,
you can get up to them.
Nice.
I have no idea what they are, but
so
yeah.
Where's your number at? Where can we reach you at, sir?
727-331-7090.
Awesome.
Okay.
Having you on the show. Yeah, how about you, soldier?
Oh, here again, Red Rooster Antiques. My name's Adam. Come by and see us. We're at, again, 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North, Clearwater, Florida.
All right.
7 days a week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.